This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. You're sitting in the doctor's office wearing a silly old faded blue gown that's wide open in the back. Surely someone in medical science could design a better garment. The cold air from the vents overhead passes down your spine, giving you a strong chill. You can hear distant voices in the hallways. Your mind is focused on the physical exam, which you know will include a pelvic exam or testicular exam. How you hate these exams. You always spend so much time worrying about that part of the exam that you completely forget to ask the doctor all the questions you rehearsed.
Yikes! Now it's time for the embarrassing part of the exam. The doctor's calling in a nurse, a chaperone, he calls her. This means another person is going to stand there and look at me naked. Doesn't the doctor trust me? I don't want another person, but he says it's policy. A policy that says that two people get to watch me naked.
In fact, the Annals of Inappropriate Behaviors is filled with examples of doctors engaging in various degrees of illegal or inappropriate behaviors. So now there are strict guidelines that say, for example, providers will use a chaperone for all or any part of a physical exam or sensitive procedure occurring in the clinic setting. But wait a second. What is a sensitive procedure? And who should constitute a chaperone? Does a chaperone need to be a medically qualified nurse or nurse's aide? Do they need to be the same sex as the patient or the same sex as the doctor? In one survey, 67% of doctors claim to have a written policy for the use of chaperones. Of those, 2% said those policies covered women examining men, 50% covered men examining women, and 42% of the time, the policy covered all patients, regardless of the sex of the doctor. Nearly all of the policies, 86%, covered only breast, pelvic, and testicular exams. In the survey, doctors often voiced disagreement with these broad policies. Many reported that they often didn't have enough staff for these chaperoned exams. They reported that patients often asked not to have a chaperone, but the doctors always insisted because it was policy. Now, the policy had good intentions to provide an environment where patients and staff feel safe and confident that clinical care is provided in a comfortable and professional manner. How do you feel about having a chaperone in the office during your exam? If you'd like to share your thoughts on chaperones or subscribe to the podcast, visit kcrw.com/secondopinion. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.